Good morning, colleagues and friends. Good afternoon, good evening, no matter the time, no matter where you are. I'm your friend and brother, your coach, the one and only Mobita Nawa. I'm so glad you could join me today on this amazing lecture, amazing series that we want to share with you creative ways in which you can indulge into amazing ways of adding more income in your pockets, in your reservoirs, by halving your expenditure and doubling your income. The name of the game is to diversify. After all, the real stimulus to your financial independence can only come as long as you spread the risk upon your life. We'll talk about a few practical ways that your income can be better organized in simple ways. We'll share ideas of how to make money, perhaps online, perhaps in your spare time, perhaps in consulting, perhaps in freelancing, maybe even investing your money in real estate, which is one of my greatest passions and favorite occupations. What matters is that you experience growth in your income, you experience diversity in your activity, and that you record momentous exponential upward movement in your resources. So, there is an old saying that goes, don't put all your eggs in one basket. Many people are scared to take risks because all their eggs are in one basket. And so if something happens that you didn't anticipate, perhaps COVID, perhaps you are laid off, perhaps you are sick or I am sick, we often find it difficult to adjust because our eggs are in one basket. Diversifying your income provides you with a stronger personal safety net in case you are fired. It gives you leverage in case of emergency. It gives you happiness in terms of stability. When you diversify your money by investing in new income generation expectations, you will never, ever be 100% frustrated. I know sometimes motivational speakers, coaches, we are condemned for sounding condescending, sounding too obvious. When somebody is down, we say, get up. When somebody is crying, we say, stop crying. When somebody is low, we say, be motivated. Sometimes we oversimplify the burdens of life. But then the question is, if our goal is to improve lives, if our goal is to attain tranquility, peace, and happiness, then we should therefore invest a bit more time deliberately in minimizing the risks of disturbance towards our income. By improving our earning potential, let's assume your employer will not give you a salary increase for the next 1 year or 2 years. I met a man the other day who said, Mobita, I have been on the same rank for the past 15 years. What side hustle can you do to give you another way to earn money before your boss, before the board, before that other person writes you a salary increase? I personally believe that when it comes to earning money, we must be patient. I believe that most people have money-making opportunities that come
their way. But they lack the patience, the understanding, the stamina, and the determination to wait for the full realization of that project. Of course, I can't solve all your problems. I cannot donate to you a brand new 50-inch plasma TV, a 750 series BMW, E350 metallic diesel machine Mercedes-Benz with sunroof. I cannot donate to you a double door refrigerator that makes ice cubes on the side. But what I can do today is plant a seed, a provocative seed that will create in you a hunger, the way Jabez in the Bible had a hunger when Jabez said, "All that you would bless me indeed and enlarge my territory." So I want to leave you with ideas today. Ideas on how to build that side income. Ideas that help you choose a better future today. By investing now so that we don't suffer in future. When you choose more than one way to build wealth, it's not just about safety or making more money. It also improves your life. When you diversify your income, it gives you what we call a paid creative outlet. A paid creative outlet. Every human being needs an outlet. And I'm not talking about physiological outlet, I'm talking about psychological and financial outlet. It equips you with new life and it gives you professional skills. A company called me yesterday and they said, "Mr. Mubira, we want you to come over and do a team building training for our company." And I asked them this question. I said, "Would you like for me to drive or fly?" They said to me, "No, Mr. Mubira, we can't let you drive. The road is not so good. We want you to fly." Hey, in my heart, I said, "Yes, yes, 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 yes." Why? It's another opportunity to happiness, another opportunity to efficiency. Why? It's diversified income equals professional skills additions equals happiness. Income diversification introduces you to new people, to new learning opportunity. It takes away boredom from your life. Some of you, your lives are not boring. You are just broke. Diversified income gives you professional challenges outside your full-time job. I have a friend of mine who runs a small farm, a side hustle farm. And every Tuesday, they go to that area to sell their farm product. And they were shimikaling for me and telling me how through that opportunity, they have met many, many, many people, new people, created new networks, and together they have changed lives. So here are some of the ways, some of the ideas that I want to share with you that can build extra income for you. Would you like to hear those? Number one, sell your skills. Sell your skills. If you are a dancer, sell your dancing skills. Last weekend, I was master of ceremonies at a wedding. Last Saturday, almost 7 days ago, that couple paid me to manage their function, to make sure that their guests felt welcome, to make sure that I cracked mature jokes, to make sure that the vakuchimuna na vakuchikaz, the in-laws from the bride and groom side, felt bonded, to make sure that I managed that function in 2.5 hours, to make sure that I made their function feel elevated because they had a high profile master of ceremony, to make sure that I looked good and they looked good and I made their videos look good. I got paid for selling my skills. You are an accountant. Why are you only getting paid once a month at the month end? But you're an accountant. Are you telling me this whole world, there is no company somewhere that can buy your skills for 2 hours a week, for 1 hour a week, then you use that money to pay for your daughter in nursery school? Number two, upsell your services. Whatever service you are currently selling, can you add value and sell those to another person, but at a higher price? You see, a plane has three compartments. There is cargo, they transport goods. There is economy, they transport, average people. Sorry for that term. It's not an insult. And then there is business class. They transport executives. Then there is first class. They transport the very rich. The same plane, different tickets, different spaces, different sizes. Why? The airline has upscaled its services. Number three, create and sell your own product. One of the products we sell in my companies is real estate. We sell properties. We sell properties. Not only do we sell properties, we teach people how to be landlords in 6 months. On one hand, we are showing them how to build. On the other hand, we are building and selling some other properties. On the other hand, we have a company that constructs and builds houses for people. Those we are teaching how to be landlords, we are charging them. Those we are building for, we are charging them. Those who are renting our properties, we are charging them. So from every angle, we have a product that is adding value. Don't think about money first. Think about value addition to the people. Number four, reselling. What can you go and buy as a trader and resell? It can be new. It can be secondhand. It can be some, I don't know, within the value chain. Number five, be an agent for someone else's products. Number six, do a gig work. Someone updated a laptop the other day. We paid him 600 kwacha just for updating a laptop. 600. Why? I don't know how to update a laptop. I know how to switch it on. I know how to switch it off. I know how to type, how to click, how to save. But I don't have any knowledge on how to update a laptop. And this guy had the laptop for 3 hours. And he made 600 kwacha. Number seven, lease your space and belongings. About 9 years ago, a former president of Nigeria was visiting Zambia, and they needed to hire a luxury vehicle. One of my friends saw me driving a Mercedes and said, "Mubita, the former president of Nigeria needs a luxury car." I said, "What do you need from me?" He says, "We want to rent your car." I said, "For how long?" They said, "We need it for 3 weeks." "How much per day?" At that time, it was 800 kwacha per day. Meaning for 10 days, I was making 8,000 kwacha. For 3 weeks, I made 24,000. I said, "When do you need the car?" I called someone home and said, "The Benz is going." They said, "To where?" I said, "To the former president of Nigeria." They said, "Why?" I said, "They've paid us 24,000 kwacha." They said, "Do you also want the Canter to go? Do you want the Corolla to go? Do you want the Vitz to go?" Don't hold on to things that can bring you money. Everything around you is income generating. Okay, I gotta stop here. We have more material. I particularly want to interest you in acquiring 101 audios. One is called Side Hustle. The other one is called 60 Landlords. How to Develop Side Hustle. And the other one is called How to Build a House in 6 Months. 101 audios are yours today for just 150 kwacha. I want you to have those audios. Then you can explore this some more. I hope this has blessed you. Share it with somebody. Remember, knowledge is not power, Napoleon said. Knowledge is potential power. It only becomes power when we activate it and we put it into practice. Remember also, this is your race. This is your battle. This is your season. Run it accordingly, not according to other people, but according to what God has put in your heart, according to your measure, according to your size, according to your standard, according to your income. Don't do me, I won't do you. Do you and God will uplift you. This is your friend and brother, the Lozi boy, Mubira Christopher, Wanki Pombe, Sivunguru Shimpundu by faith, handsome man to watch, man with a purpose, now. Thank you for listening. Remember to order that series. This is only one audio. Now multiply this times 101 audios. Your life will never be the same. 150 kwacha only. I'll talk to you on the other side. Bye-bye. Good morning, colleagues and friends. Good afternoon, good evening. No matter the time, no matter where you are, I'm your friend and brother, your coach, the one and only Mubita now. I'm so glad you could join me today on this amazing lecture, amazing series that we want to share with you creative ways in which you can indulge into amazing ways of adding more income in your pockets, in your reservoirs, by halving your expenditure and doubling your income. The name of the game is to diversify. After all, the real stimulus to your financial independence can only come as long as you spread the risk upon your life. We'll talk about a few practical ways that your income can be better organized in simple ways. We'll share ideas of how to make money, perhaps online, perhaps in your spare time, perhaps in consulting, perhaps in freelancing, maybe even investing your money in real estate, which is one of my greatest passions and favorite occupations. What matters is that you experience growth in your income, you experience diversity in your activity, and that you record momentous exponential upward movement in your resources. So, there is an old saying that goes, don't put all your eggs in one basket. Many people are scared to take risks because all their eggs are in one basket. And so, if something happens that you didn't anticipate, perhaps COVID, perhaps you are laid off, perhaps you are sick or I am sick, we often find it difficult to adjust because our eggs are in one basket. Diversifying your income provides you with a stronger personal safety net in case you are fired. It gives you leverage in case of emergency. It gives you happiness in terms of stability. When you diversify your money by investing in new income generation expectations, you will never, ever be 100% frustrated. I know sometimes motivational speakers, coaches, we are condemned for sounding condescending, sounding too obvious. When somebody's down, we say, get up. When somebody's crying, we say, stop crying. When somebody's low, we say, be motivated. Sometimes we oversimplify the burdens of life. But then the question is, if our goal is to improve lives. If our goal is to attain tranquility, peace, and happiness, then we should therefore invest a bit more time deliberately in minimizing the risks of disturbance towards our income. By improving our earning potential, let's assume your employer will not give you a salary increase for the next 1 year or 2 years. I met a man the other day who said, "Mubita, I have been on the same rank for the past 15 years. What side hustle can you do to give you another way to earn money before your boss, before the board, before that other person writes you a salary increase?" I personally believe that when it comes to earning money, we must be patient. I believe that most people have money-making opportunities that come their way, but they lack the patience, the understanding, the stamina, and the determination to wait for the full realization of that project. Of course, I can't solve all your problems. I cannot donate to you a brand new 50-inch plasma TV, a 750 series BMW, E350 metallic diesel machine Mercedes-Benz with sunroof. I cannot donate to you a double door refrigerator that makes ice cubes on the side. But what I can do today is plant a seed, a provocative seed, that will create in you a hunger, the way Jabez in the Bible had a hunger when Jabez said, "All that you would bless me indeed and enlarge my territory." So I want to leave you with ideas today. Ideas on how to build that side income. Ideas that help you choose a better future today, by investing now so that we don't suffer in future. When you choose more than one way to build wealth, it's not just about safety or making more money. It also improves your life. When you diversify your income, it gives you what we call a paid creative outlet. A paid creative outlet. Every human being needs an outlet. And I'm not talking about physiological outlet, I'm talking about psychological and financial outlet. It equips you with new life, and it gives you professional skills. A company called me yesterday and they said, "Mr. Mubita, we want you to come over and do a team building training for our company." And I asked them this question. I said, "Would you like for me to drive or fly?" They said to me, "No, Mr. Mubita, we can't let you drive. The road is not so good. We want you to fly." Hey, in my heart, I said, "Yes, yes, 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 yes." Why? It's another opportunity to happiness, another opportunity to efficiency. Why? It's diversified income equals professional skills additions equals happiness. Income diversification introduces you to new people, to new learning opportunity. It takes away boredom from your life. Some of you, your lives are not boring, you are just broke. Diversified income gives you professional challenges outside your full-time job. I have a friend of mine who runs a small farm, a side hustle farm. And every Tuesday, they go to that area to sell their farm product. And they were shimikaling for me and telling me how through that opportunity, they have met many, many, many people, new people, created new networks, and together they have changed lives. So here are some of the ways, some of the ideas that I want to share with you that can build extra income for you. Would you like to hear those? Number one, sell your skills. Sell your skills. If you are a dancer, sell your dancing skills. Last weekend, I was master of ceremonies at a wedding. Last Saturday, almost 7 days ago, that couple paid me to manage their function, to make sure that their guests felt welcome, to make sure that I cracked mature jokes, to make sure that the vakuchimuna na vakuchikaz, the in-laws from the bride and groom side, felt bonded, to make sure that I managed that function in 2.5 hours, to make sure that I made their function feel elevated because they had a high-profile master of ceremony, to make sure that I looked good and they looked good and I made their videos look good. I got paid for selling my skills. You are an accountant. Why are you only getting paid once a month at the month end? But you are an accountant. Are you telling me this whole world, there is no company somewhere that can buy your skills for 2 hours a week, for 1 hour a week, then you use that money to pay for your daughter in nursery school? Number two, upsell your services. Whatever service you are currently selling, can you add value and sell those to another person, but at a higher price? You see, a plane has three compartments. There is cargo, they transport goods. There is economy, they transport, average people. Sorry for that term. It's not an insult. And then there is business class. They transport executives. Then there is first class. They transport the very rich. The same plane, different tickets, different spaces, different sizes. Why? The airline has upscaled its services. Number three, create and sell your own product. One of the products we sell in my companies is real estate. We sell properties. We sell properties. Not only do we sell properties, we teach people how to be landlords in 6 months. On one hand, we are showing them how to build. On the other hand, we are building and selling some other properties. On the other hand, we have a company that constructs and builds houses for people. Those we are teaching how to be landlords, we are charging them. Those we are building for, we are charging them. Those who are renting our properties, we are charging them. So from every angle, we have a product that is adding value. Don't think about manifest. Think about value addition to the people. Number four, reselling. What can you go and buy as a trader and resell? It can be new. It can be secondhand. It can be some, I don't know, within the value chain. Number five, be an agent for someone else's products. Number six, do a gig work. Someone updated a laptop the other day. We paid him 600 kwacha just for updating a laptop. 600. Why? I don't know how to update a laptop. I know how to switch it on. I know how to switch it off. I know how to type, how to click, how to save. But I don't have any knowledge on how to update a laptop. And this guy had the laptop for 3 hours and he made 600 kwacha. Number seven, lease your space and belongings. About 9 years ago, a former president of Nigeria was visiting Zambia and they needed to hire a luxury vehicle. One of my friends saw me driving a Mercedes and said, "Mubita, the former president of Nigeria needs a luxury car." I said, "What do you need from me?" He says, "We want to rent your car." I said, for how long? They said, we did it for 3 weeks. How much per day? At that time, it was 800 kwacha per day. Meaning for 10 days, I was making 8,000 kwacha. For 3 weeks, I made 24,000. I said, when do you need the car? I called someone home and said, the Benz is going. They said, to where? I said, to the former president of Nigeria. They said, why? I said, they've paid us 24,000 kwacha. They said, do you also want the Canter to go? Do you want the Corolla to go? Do you want the Vitz to go? Don't hold on to things that can bring you money. Everything around you is income generating. Okay, I gotta stop here. We have more material. I particularly want to interest you in acquiring 101 audios. One is called Side Hustle. The other one is called 60 Landlords. How to develop side hustle. And the other one is called How to Build a House in 6 Months. 101 audios are yours today for just 150 kwacha. I want you to have those audios. Then you can explore this some more. I hope this has blessed you. Share it with somebody. Remember, knowledge is not power. Napoleon said, knowledge is potential power. It only becomes power when we activate it and we put it into practice. Remember also, this is your race. This is your battle. This is your season. Run it accordingly. Not according to other people, but according to what God has put in your heart. According to your measure, according to your size, according to your standard, according to your income. Don't do me, I won't do you. Do you and God will uplift you. This is your friend and brother, the Lozi Boy, Mubira Christopher, Wanki Pombe, Sivunguru Shimpundu, by faith, handsome man to watch, man with a purpose, now. Thank you for listening. Remember to order that series. This is only one audio. Now multiply this times 101 audios. Your life will never be the same. 150 kwacha only. I'll talk to you on the other side. Bye-bye.